little bumper request from my boy TR right here. Man, the Dolphins, they're just signing everything in sight. I mean, if you could walk in right now and say, hey, I'm taking physical. I played with the Vikings last year. I played with San Fran. Man, you pass a physical, they're gonna sign you to a contract. Vikings free agent cornerback Josh Robinson. Again, nickel corner from the Vikings. A free agent is visiting the Dolphins tonight. According to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. Free agent linebacker Sean Weatherspoon wants to come back to the Falcons. Falcons have made a little bit of noise. I thought it was felt they got a really good get with Sano, the big he gives you kind of a Roddy White in his younger years. Maybe Roddy White was a little bit faster, but he definitely gives you another big red zone target. A guy that is definitely can catch balls in traffic. And at Broncos tackle Donald Stevenson, he has a dozen to 15 teams interested in him. I don't think it's going to help your chances with John Elway. John Elway, he'll find a way to get players that he needs. Now, you're probably going to have a setback, obviously. You're going to have a big setback at quarterback. Unless Kaepernick just, you know, if they can find something there. I think the biggest thing with Kaepernick is the system he was in. The guy he's got the ability to win football games. He's not 4-1 in the playoffs by luck. And, I think with the right tutelage there, a guy like Kubiak, I think it could really help him. Bring in a veteran, someone who can kind of sit down with him. He's got to be able to get out, and you've got to be able to use his skill set, and that is not what they did in San Fran. One, he loses a Hall of Fame level coach in Harbaugh. But not only that, you start forcing him to beat teams for just staying in the pocket. He is not a stay-in-the-pocket only kind of guy. He wants to be able to read what that defensive end's doing, tuck it, hold it, boom, and then go. With losing C.J. Anderson, though, I will say I think the Broncos now will probably look at certainly might look at drafting. And this is a draft you can get a running back in the third, fourth round.
Yeah, man. What's up, Riders?
Again, this song goes out to my boy TR. TR always requesting some bumper. He loves his Molly freaking hatchet. Again, CJ Anderson leaves the Broncos. I don't see the Broncos matching that $14 million a year. In fact, I'd be shocked if they do. They have 5 days to do so. A Broncos source close tells me not a chance. So you know what? You got, here's the cool thing. Interesting earlier, I just started kind of thinking of all these guys that are, you know, you now have Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer has basically endorsed John Kasich from Ohio, of course, naturally. Who, by the way, is starting to gaining a little bit of traction there in the polls. I mean, he's still a long shot, certainly. He's the one guy that, you know, Teflon Don for a reason. I mean, the guy can take on more people and gain in the polls. He can say something, you know, critical, you know, maybe something And another bumper request song here that that my boy TR would certainly love. A great intro, one of the greatest intro rock songs ever.
Yes.
Mike Weir will join us now, 205-402.
It's a fantastic song. Absolutely Blackfoot back in the day.
Unbelievable stuff. One of the best intros in all of the genres. Saints re-signed Luke McCown. Not a big deal. Again, it's basically filling three deep in the quarterbacks. Most teams are going to carry three. Sometimes you see teams carry two. You know, I was kind of shocked with the Giants a little bit. I wasn't kind of. I mean, just kind of the way they're doing it. It definitely looks like a GM who's kind of trying to win now as quick as possible to kind of, you know, buy himself a couple more years. Rather than looking at the long term, looking at the benefits there. I think the Vernon, the deals that some of these guys are getting, and there's been plenty of defensive ends. There's some really good defensive end pass rushers coming in the draft as well. And we're going to break those down a little more in detail here in the next segment. We'll take your draft questions, too, if you want to jump in. 205-402. Of course, on Twitter, at BB Clone, you can throw some questions up if you'd like. Bumper requests as well. I will say this. What the heck was wrong with just what Robert Ayers gives you? What, 9 sacks, I believe, in 8 sacks in 9 games, 10 games, something like that? I thought you could, you know, with the value and even though the cap raised $12 million this year to $155.5, you're still talking about you have to invest wisely. I mean, you probably, you know, you're not looking at Matt Castle, by the way. That was the other one I was going to mention. If you hadn't heard, he's obviously signed as a backup there in Nashville. And Tony B here. The Periscope's got about a few more minutes of juice left in here. We'll log off here as Tony B's got me hooked up here, but I don't see a charger as the knowing Tony B, he's probably on his way back from Clinton and visiting with TR and his family tonight. Again, put their family, keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Our boy TR, I know, will be back here tomorrow rooting for a big W from our Vols here. Again, big win over in Nash Vegas tonight as Alabama coming out. Man, Alabama has got a cat. Who is that again? He's got the funny last name for Alabama, 33. He looks a lot like, minus the buck teeth, he looks a lot like Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield is a baller. How is that guy not? Okay, I can understand he's not in your top 5 draft projection. How do you not even have him in your top 10, 15? I think the most recent I saw had him like 14 or 15, and that was the highest one I've seen yet. I'm like, man, that dude can ball. He can defend. He's electric going to the bucket. And he can just put a dagger in you. I mean, a guy can shoot with guys on you. He's got an unbelievable quick release. As keep them coming here, TR bumper request. As we do, I want to get a quick break here in just a moment. As I'm gonna try to find the charger here so we can keep the Periscope going here, paracloning here in the neutral zone. As we'll let Blackfoot keep us going here. Nothing like it, man. You get some great TR request songs. GTFO OOBC, dude. And my boy TR, man, you know, it's a night for TR and Sleepy. Love to hear Sleepy, what he thinks about his Vikings, what they're doing in free agency. Great little tune right here by Blackfoot. Highway Song. If you want to jump in, you can. 205-402. March Madness, maybe it's here. And it is already happening. We've got a good little game going on here. Alabama, I think, is going to definitely, on that Mall Paxwell line, he had Alabama winning by 6.
Well, Clone, you know, Clone, I don't always agree with JM, but, you know, I tried to help JM become a man, you know, sooner than he did clone, you know, tried to give him some free picks to clone. He'd never have to work a day in his life if he'd have just played my plays, clone. But this was a you know, a stone cold lock clone. I think Alabama by 3.5. I think Alabama. I was thinking 6 to 8 points. Pretty handily clone.
Be interesting to see what that line is tomorrow. Somebody has that Vegas line. I know Briny Boy already knows it. Shoot it to me on Twitter or over here on the Periscope. 200-5402. As I think we're going to log off here on the Periscope. As we're out of here. We'll keep the show going, but the Periscope is over. Really appreciate, man, fantastic stuff tonight. Over 500 viewers in here for the basketball overtime. So that's fantastic stuff right there. Tony Basilio, platform, getting it done right here in the neutral zone, as Tony and Hatfield were earlier. Certainly, in the smart way, Garza Law Firm Basketball Overtime Show, hopefully with another dynamite show tomorrow following, hopefully, a big W for the Vols over Jimmy Hyam's LSU Tigers. Let's do this. We've got a couple of requests coming in. I'll get to them, Justin Hanna, on the Twitter. Yeah, we need to hear. Yeah, Ole Miss was -3. Thank you, Squidball, at Squidball. A little fire on the mountain.
Hey, Cloney! I don't know that I've ever requested that one, dude, but more power to Justin Hanna, man. Yeah.
We'll do it. And Jay Setzer says the GTFO OBOC soundtrack. No question, man. Hey, we're that's such a great tune, Highway Song, Blackfoot right there. We're going to come right back here. Neutral Zone, 205-402. SEC tournament going on. Alabama starting to pull away as the phone lines start ringing. Obasahan, that's the guy. He kind of has a build, looks like Buddy Hield minus the John Elway teeth. Come on back, though. I promise you I'm going to come right to the phones. 205-402. We're coming right back.
Yes.
Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1-hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned. And we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the crown. The kings of moving and storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement. 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting.
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing.
You know what? If you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the clone. Cloney, tell me about Pow Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah, man.
I tell you what, those growler sales and four packs and six packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 packs.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the six string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pow Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pow Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shot Road.
Pow Station, be there. Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion, and tobiko. Yes. And Yoshi. And remember, Sushi Spot has a full hibachi menu, if you like it hot, as well as traditional rolls, as well as specialty rolls like the basilio. And from the nigiri, to the sashimi, to the maki, or just the maki. Sushi Spot always delivers with a fresh and delicious taste. Also your home of sushitizers. And remember, Sushi Spot features daily lunch specials and great dinner time deals too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on a roll, and you will be too. A great spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanova North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spot. Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic. And they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Join me Thursday night, 7 Eastern, in the neutral zone with the clone here on TonyBasilio.com. And I guess on one of them old smartphone apps. Okay, then. Now back to my boy Basilio. Hello.
Yes.
So we've been talking a little bit. Obviously, basketball's big right now. March Madness. Broncos, though, targeting Kaepernick. Wouldn't surprise me a bit if they were in negotiations as well, or at least discussion with Ryan Fitzpatrick's agent. You could certainly see one of the two there, and who knows, maybe they bring in a cap, and then you go draft certainly you got to be looking at drafting a quarterback. John Elway will find a quarterback. To me, though, if I'm looking at the top free agent moves so far, and maybe these are not in any big, any order. I think Vernon was certainly arguably one of the top two best 4-3 defensive ends in football in 15. I think the despite the Charles Johnson deal. Honestly, man, I think the Pierre Paul, he's way younger. It might be the best D1 signing in the Jerry Reese era that I think you could kind of say, hey, you know, kudos. That's actually a good move. I think Rodney McLeod to the Eagles I thought was fantastic for him. Seems to have gotten better with age, right there in his prime. I love that move. I love Bruce Irvin to the Raiders. 4 years, I believe 30-something, 36, 37 million, if I recall. I mean, you look at it, basically, what you're doing right there. You're complementing the skill set that Khalil Mack brings you. He's not just a typical pass rush specialist. I mean, he could be a three-down guy. There's no doubt about it, in the right opportunity. And I think Jack Del, I like to call him something else sometimes, but since I want to kind of keep it clean here, Jack Del Rio, I think we'll find a way to get it rolling right there. We're going to open up the phone lines here, finally getting some activity. Chris Ivory, to me, one of the most underrated running backs in the league. The guy, listen, it sucks for T.J. Yeldon owners, you know, in fantasy, but don't give up on a Yeldon. I think he's still their future back, but Chris Ivory, man, I mean, you look at it, I know it's a 5-year, 32 mil, but you look at what? It's $5 million guaranteed less than what Doug Martin. Of course, he's 3 or 4 years older than Doug Martin. Let's do this. Let's get it rolling right here, then we'll touch on that, but I do love Chris Ivory and that toughness that he brings to the Jags. Hey, welcome in to Neutral Zone. We're talking a little NFL free agency, college basketball, whatever's on your mind. Welcome in.
What's going on, Clown?
What's up, Jarvie? Big, big win for the Vols. Free agency is alive and kicking in the NFL, baby.
It is, and my 49ers haven't done anything up to this point.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, maybe they'll take Vernon Davis back.
Vernon Davis, man, that guy's on a down side of his career.
Yeah, no question.
But, hey, look, man, you're talking about cap, and we talked about it last week. That's not his fault. What was going on out there in the Bay had nothing to do with that guy. They completely mishandled him. They botched the whole Kaepernick situation. I'm not following for one to get it out of San Francisco. I wish you would stay. But if y'all could pull that off, man, I don't give a damn what anybody says. Y'all got arguably one of the most talented quarterbacks and a guy that could step in and get y'all right back to the Super Bowl.
Man, I tell you what, I think there'll be some growing pains, but I agree. You do change a little bit of what you're doing in offense, but, man, I tell you what, I would give him the green light. I would allow him to, you know, do what he does, ad lib, make plays, extend plays, and, you know, I think losing C.J. Anderson hurts a little bit with that power running game. Ball security's been huge with running backs in Denver, so they've got to be protect the ball more there. But I would fully expect them either in free agency, which we're going to hit on those still available, best free agents available at certain positions. And if you have questions, certainly give us a call, 200-5402. Jarvie, I'll tell you what, I love Chris Ivory going to the Jags.
Hey, man, you got T.J. Yeldon, a young running back down there. And, you know, you talk about your Broncos, and, yeah, you lose T.J. Anderson, but you look at his career. I mean, this is really his season. But you look at the draft. Look, if you want another guy, you got the guy from Utah, whose name's escaped me right now, but you know what I'm talking about. One of the top running backs in the Midwest. I mean, running back is one position where you can plug and play a guy. I mean, that's the reason why a lot of number ones aren't going in the first round at that position.
Absolutely.
Like they used to. And hell, if Ezekiel Elliott, as some people think, may fall early in the second round, you've got Henry. Henry's not going in the first round. So who knows how far that guy drops, mostly because of the other Alabama running backs ahead of him.
Yeah, and also, according to Terry McCormick, who follows for you Titan fans, this would be a major get for the Titans. Right in his prime safety, Rashad Johnson. You lose, Michael Griffin to Minnesota. You come back with a guy like Rashad Johnson. He's traveling to Nashville on Friday, going to visit with the Titans. Also has looked at Oakland. Possibly a visit with the Detroit Lions. I'm telling you what, man, that's a huge get for him. If you can, and I think that pretty much if you do that, I think you pretty much solidify. Hey, we're going. I think it's a no brainer. You going Tunsil at one. But for anyone who was saying, even though I've been saying, I think Jalen Ramsey may be the most top to bottom, most elite prospect in this entire draft, I think I just don't think you can take him at one. When you've got to have issues at offensive line and Tunsil's there, I think he's a once in a lifetime get.
Man, you said earlier you picked up DeMarco Murray.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him in Dallas. You open up holes, that guy knows what to do with them.
Yeah.
So look, man, they've got a still. Look, you look at what he did last year, he still told us to rock, but, Tennessee can really lean on him. It's kind of a similar situation in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
where, he's the guy that gets that offense going. So I agree with you, man. You get Tunsil, you can move your other guy, Mawai, you can move him to right tackle, you got Womack at guard. You win in this league by controlling the trenches.
Yep.
That's old school Titans thinking. That's going back to the Eddie George days of pounding the rock and then dumping it over the linebacker's head to Frank Wycheck or something like that. I mean, that's what that is.
No question.
But, NFL frenzy, Sean Smith, the cornerback. I know my 49ers was looking at. I want to get your take on Sean Smith, man. I know he's getting big bucks out there to go to the Raiders. I really didn't care. I like his size at 6'3". I think he's like 218, 223. So he's got a big frame for a corner. But, I mean, you're talking about a non-Pro Bowler. Some of these free agents, Cole, man, I kind of scratch my head and wonder why our team's just opening the bank. So, I mean, yes, they're talented. But, it's not like you've got a stud sitting out there that you're like, hey, this guy could come in and be a difference maker. Am I missing something?
Well, I agree with you in the most part I do. One thing I will say is with the increased in cap space, a lot of these teams, and you know what, I'll say a little bit, even though I don't agree with some of these signings, and you look at a guy like, well, for instance, in January, right in the playoffs, the start of the playoffs there, Derek Wolfe re-signed, got the same amount of years as what Malik Jackson wound up getting. Now, Malik Jackson blew up with his postseason run. I mean, arguably Malik Jackson was more of a contributor. Derek Wolfe's a fantastic player. Malik Jackson is, even better. It's two different type, players, certainly two different roles, and they certainly fed off of each other. But look at how the game is played. Malik Jackson pushes it off to the, because he knew, I got to get out and test free agent waters. I mean, I'm going to test it. I know my agent's in my ear telling me, no question. If Denver's going to have to, they're going to have to really open the checkbook. And they just weren't able to do that knowing that, hey, Von Miller is definitely going to be, which turned out to be about $15 million, was the set by the league, was the, franchise tag for his respective position. But you knew going ahead, hey, we've still got to be thinking about a long-term deal with him. He's a guy we want a long-term, some point during the season or next offseason. I got a feeling they'll probably do it. They won't wait till the offseason. The longer you wait, I think it just opens you up for, other teams to come in, slide in there, Jarvey. But I think the thing is teams feel like anymore, they get ridiculed and they get torn apart and they lose ticket sales when they don't spend a little bit of money. And with that increase, so many teams like Briny Boys Jags, they went, they were the number one, they had the most money to spend in free agency. And if you did not, with a young hot rod quarterback there, one of the, arguably one of the top 5 to 7 best young wide receivers in the game in Robinson, Allen Robinson, I think they said, oh, you know what? We got a great tight end last year in Thomas, Julius Thomas from Denver. We've got pieces on defense. But now we've got to really show our fan base or we're not going to, those increased ticket sales will go away. Cause then they're going to say, well, look at all this money they had and they didn't spend. I agree with you. I think there were some better ways you could spend some money in free agency. I thought Oakland's done some incredible things. One guy I'm definitely interested in, and there's still quite a bit of, safeties and corners. You've got Eric Weddle. Be interesting to see where he winds up. He says he's going to go somewhere where he can win now. So I don't know why you would schedule a visit to Detroit. You know, Russell Okung, Prince, Amukamara. I always forget his
name. Amukamara.
There you go. Thank you. I did a nice, Bob Kessling there on it. Reggie Nelson, ex-Gator. You know, Fitzpatrick, you know, I'm starting to hear more and more that Titans, or not Titans, but the Broncos are reaching out to him. So, you know, we'll see. Nick Fairley, where does Arian Foster wound up? I could see Arian Foster in, like, Seattle, somewhere like that.
Well, and I'll tell you, my favorite move right now doesn't even involve my Niners, though, was Cody Flanner.
Yeah, that's a good
getting
move.
Getting picked up by the Saints. Look, man, I wanted him the year he came out. Because Delaney Walker, we weren't able to re-sign him. Vernon, you know, he had a couple more years, but you could tell that, he was getting up there in age. Mm-hmm. You just let Delaney Walker go to, the Titans.
Yeah.
Flanner was sitting right there. Instead, we take AJ Jenkins, who I don't think that guy's ever caught a pass in the NFL. But yet he ran, the fastest 40 time at the combine that year. And we had a chance to get him again, and we didn't do it. So Fleener's my guy. He's always been my guy. And I think New Orleans, as far as a fit, they've probably got one of the better fits
yes.
in free agency so far.
Yeah, I think so, because they're not going to ask him to do a whole lot of blocking. He's a guy that he gives you that seam route, and he's fantastic at that. He's kind of deceptively fast. And I think those kind of guys in Peyton's system, you know, do really well. It just seems like, to me, he's much better than you know, what they tried to, you know, patchwork this year once they obviously lost, you know, the elite tight end that went to Seattle. I think it's definitely, this gives him a guy not on his level, but certainly a guy who can come in there and give you, you know, 55 to 60 catches, 65 catches and 8 touchdowns. And that, you know what? You're losing Marcus Colston. I agree with you. I think it's huge to get a guy like that.
And, look, I'm not crying any tears for division rival Seattle Seahawks, but, they kind of took the biggest hit so far as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, Clown. I think they lost 3 to 5 starters.
Yeah.
During this free agency in a span of just a few hours.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think, you know, they just re-signed Jermaine Kearse. You know, he's very serviceable. 3-year deal with them. He played really well in the postseason, certainly. But yeah, they're, you know, you're talking about next year as well. I believe, linebacker AJ Smith. I think you're talking about him. You know, again, I think there's a lot of risk with these. I mean, you look at a guy like Mario Williams, you know, is he going to play up to his expectations of being that top elite draft pick, type of guy? The guy I think who has an interesting chance, because he's going to go somewhere. It's similar to what he had in Cincinnati. AJ Green, Julio Jones, obviously comparable. I think AJ is a little more explosive in breaking tackles. He gives you a little bit better underneath.
AJ's got those springs. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. No question. But I will tell you this, you know, how risky. I mean, you look at the Oswald. I think Mohamed Sanu, being the opposite there, I think he can be the Robin. Marvin Jones. You know, here's two guys that what does Cincinnati do now? You know, to be that number two now, that number two, number three. Obviously, you've got Tyler Eifert. I think it just skyrockets his value even more. One of the moves that I like the guy coming out, Jarvie, but I thought for what the contract he got and the inconsistency, Janoris Jenkins. I didn't really like that move for the Giants, but you know, maybe he'll prove me wrong. I think he's lazy at times in the game, and then you turn around and give him a 62.5, I think 63 million. And here's the shocker, is almost 30 million guaranteed. For a guy that doesn't, you know, that's almost like a Haynesworth type. Don't give that guy guaranteed a buku's amount of guaranteed money. He needs incentive. He needs something. Dangle that carrot out there for him.
And Claude, if you go back to his college days at Florida, you know, he was there before Joe Hayden. He was kind of on that path. And, you know, he got kicked off the team there, but he's a poor man, Joe Hayden. Minus, you know, all the off the field stuff. So I agree with you. I think you dangle the carrot in front of a guy like that. But I've always liked, Janoris from the standpoint, even when he was in the SEC, he went up against some really good receivers. And, you know, he gave up height to some of those guys I'm not sure. He might have went up against AJ, or Alshon Jeffrey, some of those guys, but, I've always been a fan of his, but, you know, guys, man, you have to bird feed him a little bit, as we say in the hood, just bird feed him a little bit.
Yeah, no question. Mario Williams was the other one I was thinking of. The Miami Dolphins, they spend more money. You know, in the last 5 years, they've spent more in free agency. They've been top three in the league in free agency. Middle of the road quarterback, poor coaching. Where has it gotten? I mean, I don't understand it. The, you know, Byron Maxwell, the kind of money you give those guys. I still say, now, like I said, I love what the Raiders have done. Osweiler, you know, again, I thought he was going to be a pretty decent quarterback. Play, if he'd have stayed in Denver, playing in that system. You know what? He's got arguably a top five weapon in the NFL, right there in Houston. Great defense. He's going to have similar like defense. I think Denver's was certainly better top to bottom. Denver's secondary was certainly better. You could maybe argue the front seven there. Jadeveon Clowney is a complete bust. I called it when he came out. I didn't understand all the hype. He takes
way. I've seen that guy since his sophomore season.
Yeah, you haven't. I mean, obviously some injuries there too. Jarvie have kind of held him back. But again, that's just, you know, that first pick, all that guaranteed money, you know. I got a feeling you'd see this cat, if he would have fell, you know, out of the top 10, obviously, he might have a little different, you know, might have a little different work ethic. You know, you just never know.
What I want to know is Jadeveon Clowney kin to Dwight Howard? I mean, if you think of two bigger forces in their sport, just from a physical standpoint, I mean, those guys are athletic, freakishly.
Right.
But yet the drive isn't there. And, I mean, you know, Dwight Howard, that guy will go down. To me, he's a bust. And I know he signed a bunch of contracts up to now, but he's a bust. Jadeveon Clowney, he's a bust. But two modern-day freakish athletes that you look at and say, man, these guys should be on top of the world in their sport, and they're nowhere to be found.
No question. And, you know, in closing here, Jarvie, I'm going to move on here and get some other callers in here. I think the biggest thing, you know, obviously Kaepernick's, I think his problems stem more to, I think you can lay it at the feet of Chris, the offensive coordinator. You and I touched on this last week. You said it. You know, change of scenery with, you know, when losing your coach there, losing an offensive coordinator, and then you bring an offensive coordinator that tries to make him, I mean, basically make him a one dimensional. He's not that guy. He's not the most accurate in the pocket. I mean, they brought in a guy, correct me if I'm wrong, Jarvie. this offensive coordinator, Geep Christ or whatever the heck his name
Geep
is.
Chris.
Yeah. He had one other OC job on the NFL level, if I'm not mistaken.
The thing with Chris was,
and he didn't do well with it. I didn't understand that at all.
For the Niners, he was the quarterback coach when Harbaugh got there. He handpicked him, and so when they clean house on the offensive side, they decided, well, let's elevate Chris after, you know, Lane Kiffin and some other interviews fell through. They just decided, well, let's just go with somebody that Cap knows.
Yeah.
I actually think, Clone, that last year the offense was a little bit more familiar, to Cap when he first got there, minus all the parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't have some of the big plays at the tight end position like we had, when Cap was thrust in there.
Mm-hmm.
The playmaking ability of Crabtree, when he was thrust in there wasn't there. So, you didn't have Frank Gore to hand the rock off to,
mm-hmm.
and Kendall Hunter. I mean, you had a 1-2 punch. I mean, that was a completely different team. You had Mikey Potty laying guys
yep.
out, at the guard position.
Yes.
You had Anthony Davis. You had your bookend tackles with Davis and Staley. That was a completely different situation. And so he was trying to make do with less.
Yep.
The year before Chris took over, we went empty backfield. I had no idea what we were doing. It wasn't anything that we had success with before. Like I said, I'm still a Kaepernick fan, 49 until I die. But I look at that guy, that's not a situation where he's got a bad attitude and, you know, he was overrated. There's nothing overrated about that guy.
No,
someone like Kubiak and Elway, dude, that is a scary combination if you're a Colin Kaepernick fan or opponent, because what those guys could pull out of him
mm-hmm.
could be more than what Harbaugh and offensive coordinator at the time was able to pull out of him. I mean, those two guys, offensive-minded, with the mobility, Elway wasn't a stiff. Elway knew how to use his mobility.
That is a scary
combination. That altitude up there in Denver, you're talking about a quarterback that can sling it. Now, accuracy is an issue, but he can sling it all over the field. And I honestly think if he wants to win a Super Bowl, legitimately, that's the place to go.
Oh, I'll welcome it at this point, and I'm like you. I think between Elway and Kubiak, I'd love to see them get younger, get a little better at tight end. Maybe they draft one, maybe in free agency.
Hunter Henry.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take it. It's going to be interesting to see, where they go, with it. One interesting note, the Dolphins pulled, according to Adam Schefter, Dolphins did pull, transition tag because they will get a compensatory draft pick when Oliver Vernon officially leaves. Wouldn't have if he would have left tag. So, hey, it's all about getting everything you can, while you can, and,
I want to see him play in cold weather, Clone.
Yeah.
He went to the U.
Yep.
He went to the U. He stayed there in Miami, played for the Dolphins.
Gonna be interesting to see now.
I would have loved to have seen San Francisco go after, but I want to see what that guy can do in the cold weather.
Yep.
Up there in New York. He's never had to live in a cold city.
That's a good point.
Athletes always talk about being in cold cities compared to warm cities.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Johnson, who my Heat picked up, you know, the reason he didn't want to go to frigid ass Cleveland was because he got tired of playing in frigid ass Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to finish his career out down in sunny Miami. So athletes, man, I'm always interested to see how they do when, climates change. I know that's a nitpicking thing, but you just never know how guys react to, playing, in certain weather.
Yeah. And out the door here, Jarvie, and I do appreciate you, man. Love the football talk in here. Current, you know, last I saw, and I could be wrong on this, but I think you're all's, total cap number heading into 16, you were around 121, something like that. Again, Kaepernick due nearly $9 million. I want to say it was like $8.5 million or something like that. You got to wonder, you know, how much of that would come off the books. How much would, you know, would Denver be willing to take
he said
on?
He's willing to restructure. Last time I heard,
there
he
you
said
go.
He's willing to restructure if he went to Denver.
Well, and you know what? Hey, and you're sitting there looking at it, you go, you got some pretty good offensive weapons in Sanders and Thomas. You go get, you got an all-world type defense. They're sitting just under 122,000 as a team. Offensively, they're at 59. Defensively, just under 54. But yes, he is, dead money and cap savings. Dead money is at $7.5 million, $8.5 million, on the cap. So I think Kaepernick, that would be interesting. And it may not be that they would be setting themselves up for this year. How active would they be in the draft? Could they make some trades? Are there any veterans? You know, certainly we could spend all night sitting here going down through it and say, okay, well,
I think next year, Clone.
Yeah.
I try to do a little look ahead.
Sure.
I think if you're San Francisco, I think next year's free agent crop could be better.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
I think this year was kind of lackluster. You had a couple of guys. But I think next year, if it's San Francisco, you want to try to make a splash. The key is going to be, can we get you guys, because we want a second round. I think right now y'all want to trade a third. Can we get Denver or someone to get us a second round pick that would give us four in the top, within the top 100, within the first 100 picks of the draft? Can we get a second? I would take a third, but I would love to have a second. And then obviously Trent Baalke, you got to go out and you got to hit.
Yeah.
Our first eight picks are within the first 150 picks of the draft. So he's got to make hay. And then that way you kind of get some cheap prospects on the low. And then next year, maybe we can knock it out of the park with some headliners after Chip Kelly shows that he knows what the hell he's doing. I'm still not sure if he does.
Yeah, I don't either. Tony B just got back and here in the Ray Mears studio, and he said to let you know that, I can't share what he said about Chip Kelly, but he was so ecstatic that you were going to have to call him your coach now. So, but Jarvey, man, I love it, man. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right, man. We'll see, buddy. Let's do this. Let me get a quick break, and we'll come back for a finale. You know what? This guy's been holding for a long time. Let me go ahead and get him in here, and we'll go commercial-free right here. Hey, welcome in Neutral Zone.
Hey, going, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Rojette, man. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm fine. How's it going, man? How's it going for now, buddy? Good night.
Buddy, hey, I'm doing okay, man. How are you, buddy?
Yeah. They're better than the Tennessee one.
Yeah, I thought so. Are you upset that they won?
Oh, no. That was an incredible win at the end. I thought they were able to keep the at the
I'm gonna bring another caller in here since I've kind of hogged the mic a little bit tonight, and it is the final few minutes here of the show. I am gonna bring someone in, a mystery caller. I have no idea who this is, but before I introduce this caller or ask them to introduce themselves, Rojette, I have a hard time believing that you're happy over this win, because word around town is that you've got you're supporting Doc in hate towards the men's athletics, football, and that you're not going to root for football. Doc's convinced you to just root only for the women's program. women's program and no men's football, obviously basketball. What's up with that, man? Are you definitely, have you went over to the dark side?
I'm a huge fan, so are you a
Team Basilio or are you a Team Doc?
I'm both.
No, no, you can't be both.
No.
Hang on.
What?
You cannot. You can't be serious. You're either a Team Basilio or you're Team Doc. You got to pick.
I can't pick one.
Whoa. You like them both the same? Hey, mystery caller, get in here.
Am I on?
Yeah, mystery caller. This isn't 990, so
I'll tell you right off the bat. It doesn't surprise me, sports doc. I mean, the man thinks nothing of stealing another man's breakfast. He took my biscuit, he ate it, and then he's not told the truth about it for 6 freaking months. I'm BFL, Raj. Basilio for life. You're obviously a DFL. Doc for life. I don't see how you fit on here.
Yeah, Roger, who gives you a ride? Who gives you a ride around town? Who's done more for you?
Tony has.
Who are your buddies, Rog? It's guys like me, Clone, Lammy, Tony, Vino, Elliot, Jamie.
I haven't heard from Roger. Roger, I'm glad Roger called. He didn't call last week.
Right, he's probably hanging out with Doc, cheering for the Lady Vols and hoping the men lose.
Mm-hmm.
No, not actually. I was doing a service at UT. UT had a service.
Good stuff, Roger.
Yeah, it's great. It's
all
good.
So
I was there. I was there and
dead. Roger, can I get some Doc? Can we get some Doc? I mean, like when Robbie takes a shot at you like that, can you not like say,
Wait a minute. Back up.
No, you gotta carry it out more. You gotta go,
Wait a minute. All right now.
Back up. Hey, Roger, I gotta tell you guys this. The other day I was riding with, I had a rep that was riding with me and he was slapping it up, man. He was sitting there and he was listening to Doc. And I was like, all right, his radio, I'll listen along. And I overheard that moron, Doc, was talking about Peyton Manning. I guess it was the day after his speech.
Oh.
And, which was amazing, by the way. I mean, it was just unbelievable. If that didn't make didn't make you cry, man, it was just like, wow, touching. But here's the thing. Your boy, Doc, gets in there and starts saying, it was a well-written speech, but he says, too much. And I thought, you calling the kettle freaking black? Are you kidding me? I swear to God he is. I swear he said, he ums and too much. And I thought, dude, you sound like you're getting like a tonsils removed. Yeah. And he's like, all right. I mean, he is the worst. He is like, oh my God, I'd rather hear just static.
Yeah,
than to hear him.
Rod, why don't you listen to Swain? I mean, Swain's got a good show. He's on in the morning. That's who I listen to. I let Swain take me from 7 in the morning to
10. Yeah.
From 10 to 11, I take a little break, do some light calls.
Yeah.
Some squat for us and get ready for Tony's show.
Yes.
Yeah,
what up with that, Roger?
I mean, you heard Jason Swain's not good enough for you? Hey, Rod, did Mickey Dearson ever catch the winning touchdown against Florida or Alabama? No. Did Jason Swain? Absolutely. The last time we beat Florida and Alabama, who caught the winning touchdown pass? Jason Swain, buddy.
Swain.
You can't even support his show. You're just over there sheeping it up.
Swainy! I don't understand the loyalty that you have for, my goodness, man, Moody is like, he is like letting it go from mid-course.
What's the score on that game, Clint?
All right, 78-69, Alabama, with a minute 8 left. Maul Paxwell line looks like it's going to hold up. He's 2-0 today.
Well, Rod, who are you rooting for tomorrow? You saying go Tigers or go Big Orange?
Wait a minute.
Of course. How about the Vols winning this afternoon? Wasn't that great?
Rod, that was odd. They showed a level of testicular fortitude that I haven't seen out of a UT basketball team in a long time. I think it was a springboard to big things, my friend.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey guys, we gotta call the show here, brah. We gotta get it out of here. Rojette, man, I hope you'll really get behind. I know you want people to believe that you're really excited about Rick Barnes and this basketball team, but I know.
He's not.
I know you Doc's converted you, so. Hey, Rojette, don't be a stranger, man. Give me a holler sometime and call the show, man. We really appreciate you calling and your passion, man.
Oh, well, sure. I try to call you a few times on your phone, and I got a funny caller. I tried to call your phone one time a couple of weeks.
Oh, you haven't got my my new number, have you?
Oh, really?
No, that's what I was asking you. You don't have my. You call my old phone.
Yeah,
You had the
Who's this guy you've been talking? You got a new friend? You stuck flown to the curb now? Who's this new friend of yours, Rog?
I don't know. I thought the client. His voice sounded familiar, and I asked him something about the kind of it's kind of hard to find, but. I'm not sure who the guy is. I'm not sure, you know.
Oh, you're calling my old number, Roger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure about that guy.
Yeah.
That one guy.
Hey, Rod, I'm on my way out the door. I love you. You ever go give me that fist you owe me?
See ya! All right, guys, we got to get out of here. See you guys. Hey, Roger, man, I appreciate you, man. Hey, I think you really want the Vols to win, but you are a Doc sheep, and I think you need to, pick a side, man. Team Basilio. All right. All right, buddy. See you, Roger, man. We gotta wrap this up, buddy.
Okay. See you, Colin.
All right, man. See you, buddy.
See you. Bye-bye.
Snoop Dogg's son returning to UCLA football team. Breaking news. Well, you hear in the presidential debate, Dr. Ben Carson is going to, effective tomorrow, is going to endorse Donald Trump. Vegas line that he endorses Trump with a tweet or a speech, and then yet he'll show up at Cruz or Rubio's next speech. I mean, that guy is... Man, I'm not sure if that's good for Trump or not. Oh my goodness. Hey, we've enjoyed it here. Go Vols tomorrow. Love to see them. 3:00 estimated, start time right here in, K-Town. And, again, if you, want tickets, get over there for the weekend. Call our boy Clark over at Select Ticket Service, 687-1718. Select tickets. He's got uppers, he's got lowers, he's got down on the floor, I'm sure. Go give him a call or go to the website, selectticketservice.com, and we will catch you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And looks like the late game is teams are fixing to warm up there, but this one looks like it's pretty much a wrap. Alabama up 9 with a run out and a foul by Moody. Again, this one.